Hey everyone, remember that robotic monotone voice we used to hear on our devices? You know, the one that sounded like it was reading off cue cards? Well, hold on tight, because the world of AI voice assistants is about to get a major upgrade.
Yeah, what we're seeing is a pretty big shift from AI as just a tool to AI as a potential companion. It's not just about barking orders at our devices anymore. It feels like we're moving into this new territory of real connection.
Totally. And that's where Hume AI's EVI2 comes in. This isn't just some fancier version of what we're used to. This empathic voice interface is all about making AI feel incredibly natural, even human, to interact
The
with.
tech behind it is really something else.
Right. Honestly, when I saw this article, I was blown away by everything they've packed into EVI2. Accents, emotions, even rapping. It seems like there's nothing this AI can't do with a voice. Imagine asking for directions and getting a response in a calming British accent, or
Yeah.
having it tell you a bedtime story like some kind of cowboy poet.
And it's not just about novelty either. That sub-second response time they're highlighting, that's crucial for natural conversation, don't you think? When we talk to each other, those lightning-fast exchanges make it feel like we're really in sync.
That makes a lot of sense. No more of those awkward pauses while the AI is thinking. And get this, the platform is multilingual too. It's not just limited to one language or accent, which is incredible for accessibility. But something I'm curious about. We've talked about emotional range, but why is that considered such a big deal? I mean, my music app tries to create playlists based on my mood already.
That's a great question. I think it's about how much this changes what we can use AI for. Think beyond simple tasks and into things like companionship, entertainment, even public speaking or writing, any area where an AI that gets your anxieties could change everything.
Okay, that's fascinating. We've established that this AI has incredible range and speed, but the thing that really got me in the article was this: optimized to anticipate and adapt to users' emotional cues. What does that even mean? How can AI get what we're feeling? That's next level stuff.
It is remarkable, right? You hit the nail on the head with that phrase. That's where things get really interesting. Technically, it's about analyzing all those little vocal cues we give off, usually without even realizing it.
So even if we try to hide how we're feeling, our voice might give us away.
Exactly. Think about it. You can often tell if someone's upset just by how they're talking, even if they're trying to sound happy, right? EVI2 is designed to pick up on those same cues, the little changes in tone, how fast or slow we're speaking, even our word choices can change depending on our mood.
That's wild. So instead of a lie detector catching us out, this is like an AI that sees those cues and maybe knows to offer some encouragement if it can tell you're down.
That's a great way to think about it. Although I think it's important that we don't just assume this is real empathy. The article mentions EVI2 being designed to make our interactions more enjoyable and engaging, and those are subjective experiences. Empathy, on the other hand, well, that implies a much deeper understanding, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It means actually understanding and even sharing someone else's feelings.
That's a really good point. It makes you wonder because it's one thing for AI to hear a change in my voice and respond calmly, but it's another thing entirely for it to get the weight of what's going on and offer real, compassionate support. I don't know if we're there yet.
Exactly. And that brings up a whole other discussion about empathy itself and whether something that's essentially a complex algorithm can actually replicate something so human.
It's mind-blowing, this idea of AI having its own emotional intelligence, but it makes you ask, is this really empathy or just a really good imitation of it?
It's a question we'll be asking more and more as technology keeps developing. But let's switch gears for a second and talk about another layer. I found interesting this idea of EVI2 learning from interactions to tailor itself to the user. We see this in other tech already, don't we? Algorithms, choosing our news feeds, recommending products, even trying to find a perfect match on dating apps. But this feels different, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. It sounds amazing to have AI that doesn't just learn what we like, but actually adapts to our emotions in real time. I mean, who wouldn't want an AI that can cheer them up on a bad day or encourage them when they're stuck?
I know, right? But I think that's where we need to be careful. If AI gets too good at knowing what we need and how to make us feel better, then where does that leave us? We could become way too reliant on these AI companions.
That's interesting. I hadn't really thought of it like that.
Think about it. What if our AI companion always knows exactly what to say, even if it isn't really true? Or what if it keeps us away from tough conversations or challenges because it knows that's what we prefer? It makes you wonder, when does helpful support turn into something unhealthy, you
So
know?
it's like they say, too much of a good thing.
Exactly. And the article mentions this too. Hume AI's goal is to make AI that optimizes human happiness and satisfaction. It's hard to argue with that, right? But it brings up some big questions.
Like, can we really be happy and fulfilled if we're letting an algorithm handle our emotional well-being?
Right. And are there human experiences, overcoming challenges, learning from mistakes, even feeling sad or disappointed that we need to grow, even if they're not always fun? It's complicated.
Definitely. This is what I love about these deep dives. We started talking about amazing AI voice tech, and now we're talking about human happiness, connection, and what it means to be human with AI that's getting smarter all the time.
And the craziest part is this isn't some far-off sci-fi thing. EVI2 is in beta already. There's an app, and developers can even build it into their products with the EVI2 API. So basically, it's a set of tools that let developers use the power of EVI2 to create incredible new experiences.
So we might all have AI companions sooner than we think.
We very well might.
Yeah.
But here's something to think about. This article mainly focused on good emotions, but human experience is way more than that. So what happens when we're not happy or content, but angry, frustrated, or even heartbroken?
Wow. Yeah. That's something to consider. Can AI really be there for us in those tough emotional times? Or is that just too complex even for something as advanced as EVI2? And if it can, do we even want it to? It's definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.